Today's Daily Boost is brought to you by Bluefin Fitness. If you have decided to keep exercising at home like a lot of people have, Bluefin Fitness is going to help you do just that and get in the best shape ever. I'll tell you more in a few minutes, but for now, head over to bluefinfitness.com. That's bluefinfitness.com and check out their range of home gym equipment. How are you? Happy Monday. Happy to have you here today. Are you ready to roll? Is it going to be the best week ever that you've ever had in your whole life? It is possible. If you were to look back in time and choose the best week ever that you ever had and choose to make this one better, it is possible. Might not be required, but you could do it. And I can help. With habits. Habits. Good habits. We ignore bad habits. We don't care about bad habits. We'll talk a lot about that today and how you can generate good habits. Very simple process, a simple mindset. Probably kind of simple, but that's okay. Sometimes you need that. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Since 2006, a very simple mission is that it's what happens every single day that creates whatever success you want in your entire life. It's what you do today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day that add up to the result that you get. We all know that. That's common sense, right? But sometimes it's hard to do. So that's what we focus on, getting out of bed every single day, no matter where you are, your mindset, no matter what happened, no matter who got in your way, no matter how it looked at you, no matter how far you may have gotten off track or on track. And we go, okay, how do we stay in the direction we want to go? That's all there is to it. I'm so happy to have you. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith. I am the Chief Motivating Officer at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you are here today. Going to be a big show. This is one that every time I talk about habits, it goes crazy. And sometimes I don't dig in as much as I should, because it's one of those things, maybe like you as well, that we don't focus on the habit. You focus on the goal and the action and the outcome and stuff. But I can tell you that whenever, for personally myself, I put a habit in place first and just get it there, life gets better. And more importantly, when I work with clients, and I do the same thing. I notice they're kind of meandering all over the place. We get them on track with the habit. It just works. So stick with me a little bit today. I think you might find a very simple process that will really help you change the direction of your life. Our sponsor today is Bluefin Fitness. In the last year and a half or so, the pandemic, a lot of people have started to do what? Exercise at home, which has created a big problem. It's incredibly difficult to get quality home gym equipment that you need. And that's where Bluefin Fitness comes in. Bluefin Fitness makes premium home gym equipment and wellness equipment, and they do it at a very reasonable price. There's two things I want you to know right now, and I've been through this. We did a home gym ourselves, so listen closely. You should visit bluefinfitness.com if you want quality equipment. If you don't want to pay those sky-high prices others are charging, they're crazy right now. And you want to avoid the garbage on the used market. Been there, done that, not pretty. Also, if you want to get it now and not wait 2 months, try it. You'll see it. There's 2 month supply chain problems. You need to go to bluefinfitness.com. Great equipment, stupid cheap prices, no supply chain issues. This is awesome. Bluefin Fitness is a worldwide company. They have a variety of home gym products. I looked at their website. It's awesome. It's family-owned. You get a 12-month warranty on everything. Look, I talked to a lot of sponsors when I vet them for this show. There are very few that make me say, why didn't I know about this? Bluefin Fitness is one of them. Holidays are coming. Head over to bluefinfitness.com and check out their range of home gym equipment right now. You'll be happy you did. Bluefinfitness.com. So habits. You know, those boring little things, isn't it? Boring little things you don't even see. It's kind of like a secret thing happening behind the scene, the invisible success generator behind the scenes of your habits. But we don't think about it. We don't do that very often. We don't think, I'm going to set habits today. You know, we don't often do that. We just do what we do. Tell you what, there's not a single day that I don't end up saying to myself at some point throughout the day, what are you doing, dude? The only thing that makes me feel better about saying, what are you doing, dude? Is that there is a pandemic of people saying, what are you doing, dude, about what they're doing? Because there's a lot of it going around these days. And again, I just don't think we're paying attention to it. We get set in our ways, old dogs in our ways, right? So we get set. So we don't kind of think about that. And in my case, that's what changes everything. Now, usually what happens is I decide what my bad habits are. It's like when somebody says to me, Scott, how do I lose weight? I can't figure out what to eat. I don't try to tell them what to eat. I just say, you know what not to eat, right? Oh, yeah, I know what not to eat. Yeah. All right, don't do that. And just then look at all the other stuff, and that's what you eat. And they get it and they move on. They're focusing on the positive and the new and they start doing it. Then we have to build that in. But usually I have some small clue about what the good habit is. In that case, like, okay, it's lettuce and salads and stuff. I have a clue anyway. I should be doing that every day, shouldn't I? But you're the boss of you. You look in that mirror and say, I told myself, I'm the boss of me. I commanded myself to do this. The great resignation is going on these days. A lot of folks not listening to their bosses anymore. I'm going to do it myself. Then you get home. What do? You become the boss of you? You don't listen to yourself. Why would I tell myself what to do or what not to do? And why would I listen to myself? Because I'm the boss of me. Well, because you are the boss of me. I'm going to think about this. I'll go back. Nope, let's not do that. Let's don't think about it. Let's do it right now. You are the boss of you. Let's don't wait. Let's deal with it. So the truth is, you're probably pretty good at doing and saying what you say you're going to do. I am. I'll do what I say I'm going to do as long as I do a couple of things. If I don't do these couple of things, I'm going to drift off track like a rudderless sailboat. And with all the clients I've worked with over the years, I know they do the same thing. And please take this the right away. Sometimes like Groundhog Day, I hear conversations like, that's what makes you good at what you do because you hear the same thing. You learn how to fix it. But I hear it all the time. So let me lay some solid groundwork for you, if I may, right now. Number one, everything in your life is a result of action or inaction. You've heard that before. Have you really thought about it? Action or inaction, both, in fact, are actions. One is productive. The other is lazy. Both are life-changing. That's what I want you to focus on. Do not. Both change your life. That's it. So pay attention to it. Number two, this is groundwork. Any habit performed in a ritualistic manner is going to give you results. Good habits make life better. Bad habits make life worse. Duh, that's a duh moment. Listen, we are approaching rocket scientist level of thinking right now. I know. But sometimes we use that rocket scientist level of thinking, the real stuff, like real smarty pants stuff, and we can't figure stuff out. So when we just kind of get it into the basics of the duh moment, that's not working. That is working. I do more of this and less of that. Groundwork number three. If you want to take the hard way, and some of you do, I know you do. Sometimes I want to. I'm going to do the hard way just because I can. I'm capable of taking it the hard way and still winning the day. Why would you do that? I don't know. Who knows? I'm the boss of me. I should change my mind. What you do is you focus your attention on giving up the bad habits. All that good energy. Focus gets focus. Focus begets focus, right? All that means is you focus on the bad habits. What do you get? You get more of the bad habits, silly. So stop it. If you want the easy way, just focus on establishing good habits. So how do you do that? Well, you need a bit of a habit generator, a good habit generator, if you will. It's a process. I could spend hours telling you about this. There is minutia. It goes all over the place. Some of you are going to sit back and say, well, wait a second, Scott. You made it so simple. There's got to be something between the lines. There is a little bit. It's called life. If you spend time on that, nothing changes. So do me a favor. Just kind of trust the process and just do this. I will give you the four things to do. And I'll explain it a little bit at the other side to take you off the ledge and make you say, okay, I just do this and this will work. Number one, make a list of good habits that you must bring into your life. Must, keyword rare. Shorter is better. Do not make a list of 25. No manifestos here. I see you do it. You get going. You're on a roll. You sit down, you start typing. Before you know it, you have 50 good habits you want to bring into your life. Don't do it. Look into your life right now. All the areas, all the realms of your life. And look at what's pissing you off, basically. Well, this ain't working. Got to change it. And just look at it. Don't get mad at it. Just look at it and say, okay. But don't stay there. Look at it. Say, okay, what habit is kind of the reverse of that? Make that list. 5 or 6, that's it. No more than that. 5 or 6, you know, if you did, would change everything. Simple process. Number two, that day or the next day, look at that list and say, which one do I do today that's going to stay in my life, going to implement this in my life, going to make it a habit? Do it. Next day, don't do two in one day. Why? That's crazy. That's supercharged stuff. That's what happens is, okay, come here. See, this is kind of a goal. We want to set the habit and get it in place. And so you set the goal to get the outcome of the habit at the other side. But what happens is you actually be living in a gap because it's between here and there. And so when you add too many in, you're trying to rush to the outcome. And that puts you in a lost place in between the gap. And a lot of people talk about that, but it happens. And you fall back, you drift back to where you started. You reset. We don't want to do that. Short list, get one into play. Tomorrow, get out of bed and say, which one goes today? Or maybe you establish it the night before. Do it. Repeat the same thing day after day after day. Just keep going. I know it's really duh stuff, but it really works. So we want you to repeat no matter how much life gets in the way. You have to be dedicated and committed to be doing that. If you commit to work out 3 days a week, damn it, work out 3 days a week. Just do it. Even if it's 5 minutes, just do it. So let's keep things simple. Let's get the minutiae out of the way, because some of you are saying, it's got to be more complicated. It is not. But some things do happen daily. Some things happen weekly. Some things happen yearly. Some things happen periodically. Not everything happens at the same time, and that's where the failure happens. So that's why I want you to sprinkle them in very slowly. In fact, I would highly suggest you take this short list and add one a day or a week or every other day, whatever you think you can slowly, depending on your life and your workload and your habits and your mindset, what you can actually put into play. So I never believe, like, it's like when you ask somebody to stop, somebody wants to try to stop smoking and they want to lose weight. Well, what do they want to do first? Well, health says stop smoking, but they really want to lose weight because they want to look hot. And what we know is this, we always want somebody to deal with the habit of smoking first, because when you stop, you're probably going to get cravings and you're going to want to eat, you're going to gain weight. So we don't want you to lose weight first and then start smoking and regain the weight. So we're looking at a thing that we can add into our life that's going to give us a process and the progress that we want that's going to work for us. So in that case, you would set the habit of cutting down the smoking, get that out of your life. And when that's done and settled and in track, then we move on to losing weight. Some people say, no, Scott, you can do it all the time. Yeah, you can sometimes. That's what makes it confusing. You can also be a Hollywood overnight sensation or a TikTok overnight sensation. Like, you know, a minuscule percentage of people, it does happen. But for most people, no. It's one thing at a time, over time, added in until you create the life that you want. So it's just a really simple way of thinking about things. And I know I've gone a little bit too long here, and I apologize for doing that. I'm just kind of digging it right now. So I see the power of it, and I hear the pain of it as well. So many people, ultimately, your focus should be making so many new habits that you have no time for those old destructive habits. That's it. Really, you can move them behind. They can leave your mind if you just focus on the new. You'll just busy yourself. You'll get so busy you won't have time for the old stuff. It takes some top-of-mind awareness, though, which is why I want you to write them down and pay attention to it. If you don't have them top-of-mind, you're not going to do them. You're going to forget about them. But it is worth it. Faster than you think, if you're committed, non-productive behaviors kind of fade into your distant past. I covered a lot here. But essentially, the simple, right? Make a short list, do one today, sprinkle it in. As you get it in place, sprinkle another one in. But make sure it's written down so you know what you're doing, so you can keep it top of mind and make it happen. Just ignore the bad stuff, unless it's really, really bad, unless you're doing something really, really destructive. And just maybe you deal with it then, but otherwise, just do the good stuff. That's caveat here. All righty, I got to go. I'll be back again tomorrow. Another sponsored show tomorrow for you, and some things are changing here in the future. If you have comments about what you'd like to do with this show, or you'd like to join us at MotivationToMove.com, feel free to do that. Just go to MotivationToMove.com or send me a note, Scott@MotivationToMove.com, if you would like to chat with me. I'm always here. Hit me up. Have a great day. Tomorrow, what's a surprise? I'm going to keep it a surprise. I want to keep you on your toes. Come back tomorrow morning. Something's going to be very cool for you, okay? See you then.